USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump talking about the Democratic agenda during a Keep America Great Again rally in Manchester, New Hampshire.
I know you like me, and this room is a love fest, I know that. But you have no choice but to vote for me because your 401ks, down the tubes, everything's going to be down the tubes. So whether you love me or hate me, you got to vote for me.
The Philadelphia gunman Maurice Hill under arrest after shooting at 6 police officers while some of them were serving a warrant. A day after the tense standoff, Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross telling reporters he's grateful none of the Philadelphia police officers seriously hurt.
In the beginning of that scene being there, I did not think it would end nearly the way it did. I mean, there was dialogue that was being presented to us at the scene that suggested this man was not going to go back to prison, and he had made that clear.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
The plot thickens in the Jeffrey Epstein death investigation as results of an autopsy leak. Reports indicate Epstein had broken bones in his neck, which could suggest he was strangled. The very latest now on the ongoing riots in Hong Kong. USA Radio's Tim Berg following the story.
Protesters in Hong Kong getting hit with tear gas by riot police. The protest began at the end of March over a proposed bill that would have allowed the extradition of citizens accused of crimes to mainland China.
Taking a look now at your money, it has been a wild week on Wall Street. The market's mixed. The Dow up almost 100 points to close at 25,579. The Nasdaq down 7 points. The S&P 500 gaining 7 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The 50th anniversary of Woodstock this weekend, and people in that upstate New York town gearing up to reminisce. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest.
50 years ago, highways and streets leading to the Woodstock Festival in Sullivan County, New York, became parking lots as nearly a half million fans tried to make it to the three-day event. And the huge crowd ended up needing the kindness of nearby residents, as discussed in the CBS News report from right after the festival ended.
Housewives handed out hot coffee to stranded youngsters who had not eaten in days. Catholic nuns passed around sandwiches made by Jewish mothers.
50 years later, Sullivan County residents are bracing for the 100,000 people expected to flood the town of Bethel this weekend to mark Woodstock's 50th anniversary. There are celebrations planned, and streets of the town are expected to be clogged for most of the weekend.
Archaeologists reportedly find evidence of a human-sized penguin in New Zealand, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
They say the newly discovered species swam in New Zealand's oceans around 60 million years ago. It was believed to be one of several species of giant penguins that thrived soon after the dinosaurs died out. It's very similar to another large extinct penguin that was found in Antarctica. The giant penguins became extinct within 30 million years as larger marine mammals began ruling the oceans.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.